Let me tell you what America means to me.
I love talking to you, Tom.
There's a hunger for candid voices.
Absolutely.
The stories of people creating change in Utah. This is Radioactive with Troy Williams.
My father was a cattle rancher, so I spent my whole life in southern Utah. There was a lot of talk about it at the table, about what was going on over there in Nevada. And did you see a flash? My dad was always up very early. He got up about 3:30 every morning. And his winter range was down on the Arizona Strip between Utah and the Colorado River, which was an area where a lot of the fallout clouds passed.
Rob DeBurk from Heal Utah is collecting the stories of Utah's surviving downwinder population.
Anu Janet Gordon is an active organizer of downwinders. Now 75 years old, we spoke recently in her home at Kolob Care Assisted Living in St. George.
Occasionally you'd hear a report on the radio that there was going to be that there had been a test in Nevada this morning and that the fallout clouds were coming this way and you should stay indoors for a few hours. My aunt, who was a school teacher, her school class, they brought in iodine tablets to give the children to protect them. They didn't give it to all the children. They just did it to a few select classes. They knew that the iodine supplement would block uptake of iodine-131, but they didn't protect us, which is one of the things that makes you so mad in retrospect.
It wasn't long before the effects of nuclear testing were felt in Janet's own family.
My brother was really sick, and 5 years later, he developed cancer of the pancreas. He was in his late teens when this happened in 53. He slept outside on the ground. At the time, my brother Kent wondered if it had anything to do with the test they set off over in Nevada that morning early. My brother was young and strong. He was an athlete. He took good care of himself, and he was 26. He was at home when he died, and he had a cancer that was as big as a basketball in his abdomen, and he couldn't stand to lay his legs out flat. He was a little bit more comfortable if somebody laid beside him and held his legs. But I remember laying beside him the night before he died and prayed for him to be able to go. For years we'd been praying for him to live. We thought if we could keep him alive long enough, they'd have a cure for it. Every piece of information we gathered made us realize that they knew what was going to happen to us and that they made the decision to go right ahead anyway. And it just made me so angry. It lit a fire inside of me that hasn't gone away yet. It's not right. Your government shouldn't have a license to kill you. And the name of national security doesn't cut it.
Janet Gordon, a Utah downwinder. Thanks to Rob DeBurk of Heal Utah in partnership with the Utah Humanities Council. This is Troy Williams for KRCL's Radioactive.